I'll be repeating from what the prophet said.
So
the best way to repeat is to read. Amen. So that's what I'll be doing. So there may not be a lot of jumping up and down. But I want to tell you, you'll be blessed. Oh, that's not it.
It's true. That's exactly what happens.
When God is identified by his characteristics. And he is right here. Hallelujah.
It's part of his characteristics.
Jacob,
when Jacob knew that it's God, he said, I will not leave you until you bless me. Bless me now. Bless me now. You're not going anywhere.
I hope there's someone who's wrestling with the angel today.
Don't
I won't let you go. The
pillar
of fire is here this morning.
Because he is full of blessings. And he wants to bless you this morning.
Amen. Let's read from Hebrews chapter
13. Now I Beru 13. Brothers, give us volume on this mic.
By Hebrews chapter 13.
Hebrews 13.
We're going to start from verse 10 to 14.
Verse 10 to 14.
It says, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which save the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the camp.
Without the gate.
Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come.
Nokuti pano hatine guta rinogara nekusingaperi asi tinotsvaka richazovapo.
May the good Lord bless the reading of his word this morning. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Amen. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, this morning we've read your word, unfailing words of promise, and we want to ask that you be with us and that you undertake for us, Lord, and that you help us this morning. Heavenly Father, may you bring the context to this text that we have read and ask that, Lord Jesus Christ, you may deal bountifully, Lord, with your children this morning through your word. Heavenly Father, your word has got everything that we have need of this morning, and may you supply according to our needs and expectations. We thank you, Lord, as we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We may take our seats. Our message this morning is going beyond the camp. Amen. Preached by the prophet in 1964.
On the
19th of July.
19th July.
Amen. So that's the message we're preaching about this morning. Mm. Going beyond the camp. Amen. So what is this going beyond the camp? What is this that Paul is talking about? Amen. Maybe just lay a background. Let's just read from our Bibles, from Numbers chapter 19. From verses 1 to 9.
Numeri 19.
And let's hear what the scripture is saying here.
Verse 1 to 9.
Amen. This is an ordinance that God spoke to Moses and Aaron in the Old Testament. Amen. They had to slay a red heifer for sin offering. It had to be a red heifer. Amen. So they had to take it outside the camp. Amen. And they would slay it there. And they would burn it. Amen. And those ashes were collected.
Madota iwayo aimba atorwa.
They were called waters of separation.
Ndodza izonzi mvura dzekuparadzanisa.
Amen. For the sinner man.
Zvichitirwa kumunhu anenge ari mutadzi.
Amen. So that they would make an atonement for the sinner.
Kuti paitwe yananiso yechivi.
So going beyond the camp, let's just read how the Lord introduced this this subject in the book of Numbers.
Tiverenge kuti Mwari vakazivisa chidzidzo ichi sei mubhuku raNumeri.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,
Zvino Jehovha akataura na Moses na Aaron akati,
this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they may bring thee a red heifer. It had to be red. You know, God is very specific.
Ndiwo murayiro wakarayirwa naJehovha achiti taura nevana vaIsrael vauye kwauri netsiru dzvuku. Raifanga kuva dzvuku. Mwari havaite zvinhu zvekusiya vachiti kuda kuda. Vanotaura zvavari kuda.
Amen. I believe it had to be 3 years old as well.
Raifanga kuva riine makore matatu.
Amen. Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me a red heifer without spot.
Risina mhosva.
Wherein is no blemish.
Risina rumwe kame kava.
Upon which never came yoke.
Risina kuremara uye risina kumboiswa joko.
You know, God one time he told the children of Israel,
Ibo nguva Mwari akaudza vana vaIsrael,
I don't want this sacrifice that you are bringing to me.
Akati handidi chipirisiro chamuri kundipa ichi.
You know, God always wants the best.
Mwari vanoda zvakanakisisa kudarika zvimwe zvese.
Because he deserves the best.
Nekuti vakazvikodzera.
And also because he is the best.
Uye nokuti ivo ndovakanakisisa kunda zvimwe zvose.
Hallelujah. He chided the children of Israel one time.
Vakatsiura vana vaIsrael munguva.
He says, take these, some of these sacrifices that you are bringing to me, take them to the governor and see if you accept you.
Zvikanzi zvimwe zvipirisiro zvamuruda kuti ndipai zvikaizvo. Imboinda inazvo kuvatongi vemadunhu enyu muone kuti zvinonogamuchirwa here.
Amen. And if you can do that to a natural man, how much more to God?
Ko kana uri kugona kunyatsoita zvinhu kwazvo kumunhu wenyama, ko kuna Mwari.
Amen. So God desires the best from you.
Mwari ari kutsvaga zvakanakisisa kubva kwauri.
At all times. Amen.
Panguva dzako dzese.
And you shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face.
Zvino munofanira kuripa kuna Eleazar muprisita, iye abude naro kunze kwemusasa rigourawa pamberi pake.
And Eleazar the priest shall take her blood with his fingers and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times.
Ipapo Eleazar muprisita anofanira kutora ropa raro nomunwe wake nokusasa ropa raro kanomwe kurutivi rwemberi.
Amen. It is God's numbers. They never go wrong.
Zvakaita nhamba dzaMwari hapana padzinokanganisika.
And one shall bend the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood with her dung shall he burn.
Zvino tsiru rinofanira kuzopiswa pamberi pake, dehwe raro, nyama yaro, ropa raro, pamwe chete nemazvizvi aro ose zvinofanira kupisirwa ipapo.
And the priest shall take the cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer.
Zvino muprisita anofanira kutora mutanda worudzi rwemusidhari nehisop nomucheka mutsvuku ozvikandira pakati pomoto unopisa tsiru irori.
Then the priest shall wash his clothes and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the even.
Ipapo muprisita anofanira kusuka nguo dzake nekushambidza muviri wake nemvura ndokuzopinda mukati momusasa muprisita agova asina kunaka kusvikira nguva dzemadekano.
And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the even.
Nomunhu anoripisa wacho anofanira kusuka nguo dzake nemvura nekushambidza muviri wake nemvura agova asina kuchena kusvikira panguva dzemadekano.
And a man that is clean shall gather the ash up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin.
Zvino mumwe munhu akanaka anofanwa kuunganidza madota etsiru irori oachengeta kunze kwemusasa panzvimbo yakanaka kuti achengeterwe ungano yevana vaIsrael kuzoita nawo mvura yokunatsa uye chichazova chipirisiro chezvivi.
Amen. Let's see what the prophet says here.
In
the message, a thinking man's filter.
Marizi nonzi filter emuna anofunga. 6508:22e.
A thinking man's filter. We are going to read paragraphs 97 to 100.
Tinoverenga paragraph 97 osvika 100.
You know, I like verse 9.
Do you know that verse 9?
It says, a man that is clean
Hans uyo muna akachena
shall gather up the ashes of the heifer.
Uchaunganidza madota etsiru irori.
They had to look for someone who was clean.
Paitozotsvagwa muna akachena.
He could not just be anybody. Again, they just hand pick and say, go and gather the ashes.
Hanga asiri munhu wese wese aingonombwa kuti iwe chinda unonganidza.
God has got qualifications for every service.
Mwarika. Vane zvavanototara usati waita basa ripi zvaro.
Hallelujah. God is not looking for people who are able.
Mwari havasunyanya kutsvaka vanhu vanokwanisa.
Because there are plenty.
Nekuti vanokwanisa havapere.
But God is looking for people who meet the criteria that he lays down.
Asi Mwari ari kutsvaga vanhu vanogona kukwana muzviga zvaanenge akatema.
This is why he says he doesn't allow a woman to preach.
Ndosaka achiti handitenderi kuti mudzimai aparidze.
But doesn't mean she can preach.
Hazvirevi kuti mudzimai agone kuparidza.
She can preach, but God says she shall not preach.
Asi Mwari vanongoti haparidzi.
You know, I like what Brother Mabhuku says. He says, anogona ndiye anorambidzwa.
Brother Mabhuku says, the moment you become able, God will tell you don't do it.
Haurambidze munhu asingagoni, unomurambidzirei?
Why do you have to tell somebody who can't that don't do it? Because they were not going to do it anyway.
Anogona kuparidza kwacho.
He's not able to preach.
Aende kutoparidza kudarika vamwe varume.
Maybe the woman can preach better than men.
I've heard a woman one time preaching about Lord Deeper. My!
Ndakambonzwa umwe mukadzi achiparidza pamusoro peLord Deeper.
It was something.
Hallelujah.
That was a long time ago. Amen. But God always has got his qualifications for every service that he has. Okay. We'll read here. Notice in Exodus 19, I want you to read it when you go home. When you have more time.
Tarisai pana Exodus 19. Ndoda kuti muzozviverenga maenda kumba mane nguva.
Notice when Israel had committed sin, first they took a red heifer which had never had a yoke on her neck.
Israel yaiti ikaita chivi chekutanga vaitora tsiru dzvuku rinenge risina kumboiswa joko.
That means she never was yoked up with anything.
Zvinoreva kuti tsiru iranga risina kumbobatanidzwa nechimwe chinhu.
She is not identified with anything.
Harina parinonzi apa ndipo paro.
Hallelujah. Just like the bride of Jesus Christ.
She
is not yoked up to any
denomination. Amen. And
she had to be red.
Maybe you
could say, I've got a better one, it's white. I've got a better one, which is black.
But God, like I said,
is always specific.
Amen. God doesn't
leave you doubting.
This is why we
drink wine here. In this church we drink wine. At communion.
Koma pa communion.
Hallelujah. Because you're supposed to drink wine.
Nekuti pakanyorwa kuti unofanwa kumwa wine.
Not raspberry.
Hazvinonzi kumwa raspberry.
Or something that is colored red.
Kana kuti wozomwa chimwe chinhu chino ruvara rutsvuku kwete.
But it's wine.
Pakanyorwa kunzi wine.
Hallelujah. And also, we're going to have baptism this afternoon. And God is very specific. And the only correct baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Rubabatizo roga rwakanaka muzita Jesu Kristu.
And you can say, preacher man, what are you saying? But there's something in Matthew chapter 28.
Munogona kuti hamparidzira. Pane zvimwe zvakanyorwa kuna Matthew 28.
I don't doubt that.
Handisi kupokana nazvo izvozvo.
But I'll tell you.
Hazvinoda kukudzai.
Bring me one person who has ever baptized in that way.
Ndivigire munhu mumwe chete akambobhabhatidzwa nenzira iyoyo.
I'll give you $1,000.
Ndinokupa $1,000.
But everyone who has ever baptized in the Bible.
Munhu wese akabhabhatidzwa mubhaibheri.
Remember, this is God's standard.
Rangarira bhaibheri ka ndo chiyero chinoshandiswa naMwari.
They were not baptized with a flag.
Havabhabhatidze nomureza.
Makawanda tigachingosumudza mureza. Mabhabhatidzwa.
So that somebody just raised
a flag
and says, now that we have waved the flag over you, you've been baptized, you are right in God's army. We don't do it like that. The way we will baptize here is the correct baptism. Peradventure you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You were not baptized correctly. Do not even have hard feelings against me. I understand you. Peradventure, I did the same when I heard that. But if you read your Bible, you realize that I'm only telling you the truth. Maybe you could also come see me privately. And say, hey, preacher man, what were you really trying to talk about? I'll show you this. It's not coming from my heart. It's coming from the word of God.
Amen. We continue. And she had to be red. The red color is an atonement color.
Tsirura ifanga kuva dzvuku. Ruvara rutsvuku ndoruvara rweyananiso.
You know, science knows that if you take red and look through red to red, it's white.
Ve science vanoziva kuti ukatora chinhu chitsvuku wotarisa chimwe chinhu chitsvuku kuburikidza nechitsvuku unotanga kuona zvinhu zvichena.
He looks through red blood of the Lord Jesus and our red sins become as white as snow, red through red.
Ano tarisa zvivi zvedu zvitsvuku kuburikidza neropa dzvuku raJesu Kristu, zvivi zvedu zvitsvuku zvochena semazai echando.
Amen. So your red sins,
saka zvivi zvako zvitsvuku,
when they are confessed,
kana zvikareururwa,
you must confess them.
Unofanira kuzvireurura.
You have to acknowledge them.
Unofanira kubvuma zvivi zvako.
And when they are confessed into the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Zvareururwa kuiswa muropa raJesu
Kristu. And when God sees your red sins through the red blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwari aona zvivi zvako zvitsvuku kuburikidza neropa dzvuku raJesu Kristu.
They are as white as snow.
Zvinenge zvachena semazai echando.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the heifer was killed in the evening time. By the whole congregation of Israel.
Israel.
Which is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had also to be killed about the evening time. Amen. And there was put 7 stripes of her blood upon the door where the whole congregation had to enter.
Raiswa minomwe pamberi pasuo rekuti munhu wese aizopinda nepariri.
A type of the 7 church ages by the blood.
Mufananidzo wezvizvarwa zvinomwe zvemakereke kuburikidza neropa.
A prophet is a revealer of the divine word of God.
Muprofita ndiye anozarura shoko dzvene raMwari.
Hallelujah. Pasina muprofita hatiambozviziva zvinhu izvi.
Without the prophet, we will not be knowing any of these things.
And then her body was taken and burnt.
Mutumbi wetsiriri waitorwa wonopiswa.
It was burnt with the hoof, with the skin, with the intestines, with the dung, and everything was burnt together.
Waipiswa nenzondora dehwe zvomukati. Waipiswa nemazondo nedehwe nezvomukati nemazvizvi zvese.
and it had to be picked up
by a clean man. Kuti zvigozono torwa nemunhu akachena.
Yadzoka zvakare nyaya clean man.
This issue of the clean man.
Pane nyaya pa clean man.
Looks like there is an issue right there on the clean man.
Put in a clean place outside the congregation.
Zvondotsvetwa panzvimbo yakachena kunze kweungano.
Therefore, if Israel could only see the type. This word of God must not be handled by dirty hands of unbelief. Hallelujah! Amen. No man is qualified to enter the pulpit unless he meets the pillar of fire at the backside of the desert. Hallelujah! He must have clean hands. Amen. Someone, not someone, today is doing this, tomorrow is doing that. The next thing he jumps into the pulpit.
The word of God is not that cheap.
Hallelujah. Whatever ministry it is, it must be handled by clean hands. It might be a music ministry, missionary ministry, whatever ministry it is, it must be handled by clean hands. Hallelujah. That's what I believe. Amen. Tanda papi.
Clean pots, clean place.
Yeah? Oh yeah, dead hands of unbelief, that's right. It's got to be a clean man. If he is clean, he had to come through God's filter.
Kana akachena ka. Anofanga kuva akwana kupinda musefa ya Mwari.
Hakuna imwe sefa inokunda sefa ya Mwari.
There is no filter which is better than God's filter.
And filter ya Mwari yatinoziva isusu inonzi the message of the hour.
The filter of God that we know inonzi shoko renguwa.
Nekuti mamwe mafilter ese atinoziva.
Because the rest of the filters that we know,
maziburi acho maakupinda kana nenzou nenzou.
They have big walls like this, such that even an elephant can literally walk through the walls.
But I want to tell you, I want to tell you this morning, mufilter yemu message.
I want to tell you that in the filter of the message,
hamupinde zvese zvese.
It's not everything that will go through.
And brother Luke, I see mukumba zvese homwe rombe.
Brother Luke says it is not like the sake of a vagabond. He just takes whatever he meets on the way.
You find everything and anything in the church.
Unongowana zvinhu zvese zvese zvamuchurch.
Mwari vane mastandards.
God has standards.
Kuzva company isina mastandards, company hakuna kwainoenda.
You know, when a company has no standards, that company goes nowhere.
Ana problem kana uchimbogona kurana office yako, cannot God also run his own business?
Hans, if you can run your own company well, unoti mari ndovozotadza here kufambisa basa ravo nenzira iri nane.
All right. Ndigatimbosiya iyoyo.
Let's leave that for a while.
A clean man, clean hands had to be kept in a clean place, not a place where Jezebels and Rikis and everything partaking. Yeah. Zvauya kaizvo. Take the communion and things when they are running around with wives and husbands and all kinds of filth.
Murube akachena. Maoko akachena, zvigochengeterwa munzvimbo yakachena, kwete nzvimbo yekuti vana Jezebel nana Riki nezvimwe zvese vanongopindawo vachidyawo imomo, vachiinda vachinodya chevachirairo vachiita zvese.
And all kinds of filth going on to dances and parties and wearing bobbed hair and shorts and everything else.
vachiita mhando yetsvina dzose vachienda kumitambo vachienda kumapati vagogera misoro vagopfeka zvikabudura
vagoita
zvose vagozozvipedzezvo vogozvidaidza kuti makristu
pfeka maminisketi vachipfeka tumataiti
putting on miniskirts tights and everything
tumataiti trousers tumataiti clothes tumataiti dress
vakapfeka tumataiti trousers tumadress tunobata nezvimwe zvese.
Like at times, you know, you don't know when I'm going to church. You don't shout. Sure, I Bible. So,
you know, you meet somebody holding their Bible. You look at them and you're like, really going to church like this?
So,
like really?
Is to be kept in a clean place.
With the
clean hands. Make sure those hands are clean. Make sure this is a clean place. Hallelujah. And when Israel sinned,
Israel
and recognized that they had done wrong. Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. You know, don't wait to get caught. Because when you now want to repent after we have caught you red-handed, you are not repenting.
That is the only way if you want to break the hold of the devil in your life. Just repent.
The
moment you take your first pint,
paunongomwa pint yako yekutanga. Oh yes. Don't you never think you've got power to now overcome the second pint? It's not going to happen. By the time you get to the third pint, you are already under two devils already of the first two pints that you took.
The next time we meet you, you'll be a legion.
But the
only way to break the bond and the hold of the devil upon your life, just repent.
Has
God's provided a way for you to come back? It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why when Israel had sinned and recognized they had done wrong, then they were sprinkled with the ashes of this heifer.
Israel ikatadza yocherechedza kuti yaita zvinhu zvakaipa kana zvinge zvadaro yainomwaiwa nemvura dzeyananiso
upon them, and that was the waters of separation, a purification for sin.
Ndodzanga dziri mvura dzeyananiso kucheneswa kubva kuchivi.
Haikona kuchengeta chivi chako, ingoshitendeuko uchigadzirisa oenda mberi.
Don't keep and hold on to your sin, just repent and go forward.
Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Now we are going into our message, going beyond the camp. Paragraph
26. Paragraph
26. Amen. Going beyond the camp. 64:07:19. Paragraph 26. I'm sure I got it right. 64:07:19. Paragraph 26. How did you go family line about my Revelation chapter 10 verses 8 to 11.
I really want to fit in Revelation 10 verse 8 to 11.
I think
today I'm really there. I'm fitting squarely.
And I'm prophesying.
Right here as I stand, I'm actually prophesying.
Amen. I'm going to read. The prophet is praying after reading the scripture that we read. He said, Lord God, who is responsible for his word? God is responsible for his word.
I just loved that.
Brother, sister, God is responsible for his word. God is big enough to meet his promises. Remember, he is prepared to bankrupt
up the heavens to make sure that his word does not fail.
Believers,
thousands.
It will do you good
if you
believe it in that manner.
God takes care of his business. God takes care of his word. Hallelujah. He will never fail. He has no history of failure. And even in the future, the history will never be written. Our God does not fail. Because he remains God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Oh my. Blessed be his holy name.
You know, just reading that sentence, it did me a lot of good.
Lord God, who is responsible for his
ways
and responsible for taking care of it down through the ages. God takes care of his word.
You are not the first point of reference for a defeated God. It's not going to happen. That will be something out of this world.
That will be a miracle of its own.
To hear of a defeated God.
As Jesus, this is not our kundika.
We are the ones that fail God. By our unbelief.
But remember, unbelief does not hinder God.
It
only hinders the unbeliever. Hallelujah. So it's good to be a believer. Just believe. Simply believe. Just believe. Just simply believe. God is looking for childlike faith. Just to take him at his word.
Just to go to him and say, Lord, it's you who said this.
And in those love to
and because you said I'm taking it. Right here with the issue before me.
Jesus,
you said this.
And
you never said something that you failed to fulfill. And now I'm standing on this. And you did not fail Abraham in the 25 years of waiting.
Even for Congressman Upshaw, the 66 years zanga akamirira.
Even for Congressman Upshaw, the 66 years of waiting.
I am going
to wait. That whatever you promised is going to happen.
Remember the prophet says, God has a way of bringing it to you. God has a way of bringing it to you. It may not come in the color you are expecting. But God answers prayer.
Hallelujah.
That is the God that we serve. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Yeah, and all right. You know, I love this message.
It just reminded me of those old men. That, you know, like just getting a hold of a book like this, then it will be hallelujah all the way. Because they will be seeing God through and through.
Brother, sister, I want to tell you, as long as there's God in you, you're going to see God everywhere. And this little girl was ashamed. Like, I'm going to get a noise, man.
You know, my dad is going to make a lot of noise.
Because
the moment he gets a hold of the Bible, it's noise right through. Then he says, no, I think let me give him a geography textbook. Let me give him a geography textbook. It doesn't matter what you've been given.
Glory! Hallelujah! Oh, blessed be his holy name.
Today, just forget about your Bible. I'll give you a geography and go up into the attic.
And then Africa,
I want you to see the mountains, the rocks, oceans. Do you know Africa? Africa is in the geography. It's right here in the geography textbook. Do you know Honolulu? Have you ever seen that place? It's right there in that geography textbook. If you read it, you will meet Honolulu along the way. Then she thought she had sorted him out.
Sister,
you know, he was right up in the attic.
Hallelujah. And these girls were busy down here.
And Avachita Mtambo Avari Pasi.
Vaganzwa pandemonium yakanga kumsoro.
And they had a lot of pandemonium.
Hallelujah!
Right there, the
Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord! Jesus, you are so good! Let
no
man
be
like you! My sins are washed away! And the little girl ran upstairs. Daddy! What's happening? But I gave you a geography book!
Book a geography.
It
doesn't matter what you've been given.
James Hadley Chase.
Okay, even if we say it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't give you rights to read James Hadley Chase and those other ones. I'm talking about decent books that a Christian can read.
Hallelujah.
Then the father says, you know, when I was reading, they started talking about the ocean. And they said, you get to a point where nobody knows the depths of that ocean. It is bottomless.
Hallelujah.
And I remembered, I saw in the word of God that my sins
thrown
into a bottomless pit, into a bottomless ocean.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's good.
Just being a godly person.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual person.
Amen. All right. I'm not labeling myself that.
I'm not saying that I'm a spiritual person. I know who I am.
Yeah.
Some people look at me when I get all happy, then they're like, he's being fanatic. That's who I am.
And he's being very spiritual.
And out of one, I don't know who I am.
Far be it.
I really long to be a spiritual person.
Right. Lord God, who is responsible for his word and responsible for taking care of it down through the ages, to see that it's come to pass unadulterated in its pure virgin word of God. We so cherish it in our hearts at this moment.
Brother,
sister, you must fall in love with the word of God. We cherish it in our hearts. You know, at times I say, Lord, may you keep it on the fondest part of my memory.
Hallelujah,
but you can go to Funga Funga, what dog or tovi.
That the moment you want to remember something, you drift to that place. That's what I long for in my life.
As the brother Branham, we so cherish it in our hearts.
You know
something that you cherish, you guard it.
It's
precious to you. And let this word be precious to you, brother sister. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus Christ. Break this text up, Lord, into a context for us tonight, that we, the children of men, might understand the bidding of God. For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My subject this evening is going beyond the camp. It's quite a bit, a little. Quite a little subject. A little odd. But you know, usually we find God in odd things. The world gets set in custom
things.
Yeah, this is what it says.
They want things that are customized in a certain way.
The world gets so set in a custom thing till anything irregular from the regular trend, it becomes odd.
Kusikira zvinhu zvinenge zvapoya kubva munzira yavo yezuva nezuva chinobva chanzi chinhu ichocho chinzwisike.
That's what the world wants. But God works in mysterious ways. God's ways are past finding. His wonders to perform. Hallelujah. He was without form or comeliness. And that was the masterpiece of God. Hallelujah. God is without form. Hallelujah. You should not say, no, he comes this way and he should do that. And I'll tell you, God can do things that are even outside the Bible. I want that to sink.
Pay adventure, you don't believe it. But it's not me who said it. It's God who said it.
Praise the Lord. Let's read on. As I preached here a few days ago, here in the tabernacle on the oddball. And the farmer is an oddball to the businessman, and the businessman is an oddball to the farmer. The Christian is an oddball to the believer or to the unbeliever, and so forth. So don't expect to be understood by the world. You are not of their camp. Hallelujah. You are outside their camp. Amen. Just excuse me. Let me just take off my jacket. It's getting real warm here. So don't expect the world to understand you. Not at all. And they will never understand you. This is why at times some Christians are so pressurized. They try to want to fit with the world and try to fit with the church, try to fit with the world. Shout it, Dresdner sister.
You look at the sister's dress and you're like, for you to really say it's worldly, it exactly doesn't fit there.
And I would put it, sister, dress,
you really can nail it down. You really cannot say anything about it.
This message, when it came, it came to draw a straight line. Those to the left, to the left.
Sorry.
Those that are supposed to be the right to the right. Hallelujah. So this message, it drew a line. And the prophet says, if you've got a question about anything, just leave it.
You will not miss it.
Hallelujah. You will not miss nothing. Amen. So, don't expect the world to understand you. Amen. Because you are not of their camp. So, anything unusual, it makes you kind of a fool. To the regular trend. To the
things
that are already set. They expect you to be drinking like they drink. They expect you to have girlfriends like any other man.
Do you think there is a man with no girlfriend? One day in the combi, I refuse that statement. And then I say, no, it's a foolish man who goes for girlfriends.
Hallelujah. It's a regular thing. It's not about a girlfriend.
That I know everyone has a girlfriend.
Yesterday I witnessed a very, very sad situation.
Yesterday I was seated in my car.
You know, Tantruku Aerial Gardens. So I was parked outside the venue.
I had got it there a bit early. So there weren't too many people.
The next time I hear this conversation,
that's what I don't want. That your girlfriend phones me.
And
she's saying that you are unreachable, and that's why I'm calling you. Those are the men who move around saying that every man has a girlfriend. I'll tell him, come to East Tabernacle. And you will see men with no girlfriends.
Brother Dennis.
That's the everyday part. That if you go to Bulawayo, there is a girlfriend there. When your wife is at home, Mutare, there is another one there.
No regular.
That's the everyday approach to life. That's what, those are the stories on Monday. And they want you to fit in those stories.
But you know what you are always pretending. You blast those things.
But because you don't believe it, you are not sure.
And eventually they will not say those things while you are there.
But maguma azoka, kana wada utaura nyaya idzodzo, vanobeka zvauta upo.
We want Christians with a backbone.
Toda wa Christuga. Vakamira vakatsiga.
That stand their ground.
Vanoyatomira vakatsiga.
They say right is right and wrong is wrong. Vachiti
chakanaka chakanaka chakaipa chakaipa.
And that's what I believe.
Ndo zvandotenda.
Oh God have mercy upon my sinful soul.
Mwari vabatsire mweya wangu une chivi.
Amen. I'll read on. And therefore, God's people and his prophets and his messengers through the age that carried his message from the word has been considered fools to the outside world. Hallelujah. The world will never understand you, brothers and sisters. Amen.
You know, we want to pour libation. You know, this man that we want to
make
the ceremony for, it's because of him that you are what you are today. You know, we want to fix up his spirit, so you got to come. We know you are a worshiper. We know that. They should know it for sure.
Amen.
That you are a worshiper. They must know it, you are a believer. Have a real testimony amongst your own relatives.
Hallelujah.
That's what is going to keep you safe. Because there is another time when I was working for Zimnat. You know, people were going to buy beer.
It was for a Christmas party or something.
Yeah, it was for a Christmas party or something.
Because I was working for a marketing department.
No, I shan't run good marketing department.
Then
somebody said, No. Brother Ben, please don't send him to buy beer. That is going to keep you. Keep your testimony.
Stick out. Hallelujah. That's why that stick out.
You know, you must. Hallelujah.
It sticks out.
Stick out. Kubasa kwako
stick out. Hallelujah. Right. You will be considered fools.
I've experienced this.
I saw him the other day.
But the person I saw,
he is a pathetic sight.
You know, I used to think this man is not like backward, but I realized no, he's not like that. This is somebody whom we used to work with who was now telling me the story.
But all the same, you can see that audibles and
the
fools.
They will get used to you the way you are. Don't worry.
Hallelujah.
Just keep your testimony. You will stand shoulder to shoulder with the testimony of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Na Daniel.
And like with Daniel's testimony. Until the king says, if I hear you mention anything about him or his God,
be careful. Yeah.
It will keep you safe.
Just stick out.
Amen.
Noah was a fool to his great intellectual world that he preached to.
Noah rangariri penzi kunyika yakanga ine zivo nenjere aiparidzira.
Was certainly fool to Pharaoh.
Raive benzi kuna Pharaoh.
With his foot on the throne and then forsake it for a bunch of mad daubers.
Kuti apa anga atosvederera kuda kutokushika pachigaro.
Jesus was a fool to the people. All the rest of them that worked and lived for God have been considered fools.
We have to
go beyond the camp that they had. Until the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you are not going in there. Hallelujah. Talk about righteousness. Those guys, they have long robes with long seams and, you know, everything spot on. Yes, this is why we tell our sisters it's not in long dresses.
No, to go and tell our sister, kuti now we have dress marefu yogaka haina kwana.
Even harlots in town there, they are putting on long dresses. That is not
righteous.
Hallelujah. They are not cut some of them. They are not cutting their hair. Amen. It's not being subject to your husband.
There are
many unbelievers who are doing that.
Kune vakawanda vasingatendi vanogona kuzviita izvozvo.
But the righteousness is believing the word of God.
Kururama kutenda shoko raMwari.
Hallelujah! Because Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Nekuti Abraham wakatenda Mwari izvozvo ndozvakazoverengwa kwaari kunzi kururama.
And if you believe God, that's when you're going to put on long dresses.
Kana wazotenda Mwari ndopa unozopfeka dhirezi refu,
ndopa unozorega kusoro,
nenyaya yekuti unotenda.
Not the other way around.
Kwere kuti unotanga nekuseri.
Hallelujah. First things first.
Isa zvokutanga pokutanga.
Now I'm here to try to help in every way that I can and make my statement as clear as I know how to make them.
Ndiri pano ndiedze kubatsira uye kuti nditaure zvirevo zvangu zvakajeka nepandokwanisa napo.
And you suffer with me if you will.
Motsungirirawo neni.
Just bear with me.
So,
I'm reading on. As I look and preach across the nations, and watch the people, I'm fully persuaded that the people are not getting into Christ.
Kuti vanhu havasi kusvika kuna Kristu.
As the word is going forth,
shoko richiparidzwa,
right here,
pano,
you must get into the word.
Unofanwa kupinda mushoko.
We are expecting to see the word being made manifest.
Tiri kutarisira kuona shoko richiratidzwa mauri.
Because whatever you eat is whatever you become.
Nekuti chaunodya ndo chaunova.
If you eat protein, you become protein.
Kana ukadya maprotein, uchaitawo maprotein.
Hallelujah. And if you eat the word, you become the word.
Ukadyawo shoko, uchaitawo shoko.
So this is why we encourage you, listen to those tapes, read those spoken words.
Ndo tikukurudzirai kuti teererai matepu muverenge maspoken word.
Hallelujah. Read your Bible, pray every day.
Verenga Bible rako namata zuva nezuva.
Yes. And I am fully persuaded that the people are not getting to Christ.
Ndiri kunyatsotendeseka kuti vanhu havasi kusvika kuna Kristu.
No wonder the prophet says it's good to come to church.
Ndoda chizvi nemuprofita hongu kuya kuchechi kwakanaka.
And you must come to church.
Uye unofanirwa kuuya kuchechi.
But once you get to church, get to Christ.
Asika, uchinge wazosvika kuchechi kwacho, chisvika kuna Kristu.
How do you get into Christ? By one spirit we are all baptized into the body of Jesus Christ.
Unosvika sei kuna Kristu? Kuburikidza nemweya mumwe chete tinobhabhatidzwa kupinda mutumbi waKristu.
Hallelujah. Water baptism will bring you into the fellowship of believers here.
Kubhabhatidzwa mumvura umu kunongokupa kodzero yeyanano nevatendi pano.
We call you brother.
Tinobvada kuraidza kuti brother.
You must move on to the next stage. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you get the person of Jesus Christ in your very self. And you can declare like Paul says, it is no longer I that liveth, but it is Christ that's living in you. Hallelujah. And then you start to live like God. And you start to talk like God. You sing like a God. Because you are a believer. You are a Christian. For you to be a Christian, it means Christ is in you. Hallelujah. I know my wife loves this quotation so much. Hallelujah. Says, if you are a Christian, you talk like a Christian, you dress like a Christian. You live like a Christian. Hallelujah. Do everything like a Christian. And when you die like a Christian. And go to heaven like a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. I would love to die like a Christian. That's the best crowning of my life. I want to die like a believer.
Believing.
Message
of the prophet, Brother Branham.
Amen. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. 1933, I can't go to marriage. You know,
the messenger in 1933 said that your message will forerun.
dzimwe dzikazouya hadzo dzese dzingadziuye hadzo handidzirambidze kuuya asi iyi yakadziita forani iyi ndiyo ndishambanya nayo iyi.
I'm not denying that there might be other messages, no. But this very one that was pinpointed to be forerunning, that's the one I want to hold on to.
Hallelujah. I thank God we have a vindicated message. Scientifically, scripturally, historically, geographically, my everything is vindicated.
Yaka simbiswa maridzo nezve science. Nezve geography, nezve history, zvese ipapo.
Kuti geography iri kubva papi papo. Iripo. Ndikagwara kuti as the lightning shines from the east to the west, and it ndokatatori, ndokatatori ku west.
Just like scripture says, sekupenya kunoita ben kubva ku ma ibuda zwa kuenda kumavirira, tatova kumavirira kwacho.
Brother Branham had to be born in the West.
Brother Branham vakafanga kuzvarirwa kumavirira.
As the west of America, Iowa. America is in the west. They know the western world.
Yes. And this kuti vakazvarirwa kumavirira kuAmerica, Iowa. Asi kuti America senyika kunonzi kumavirira.
Hallelujah.
Dzinonzi nyika dzekumavirira.
Vangeri parakatanga rakatanga kuEast.
The gospel when started in the east.
Sechabupu chatakanzwa isusu kune vakaenda kuIsrael vai vaitaura kuti pavakaenda kuguva raJesu Kristu.
Just like the testimony we got from those that went to Israel, that when they went to the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ,
his feet are in the east and his head is in the west. Geographically, scripturally, historically, scientifically,
zvinhu zvose zvaiitika zvakanaka panhoroondo pane zvegeography pane zvescience.
Angoshamba. Amen. Now, because the reason I believe this, he is not the object that they have been pointed to.
Chikonzero chandiri kutenda katendero kanda akuita ndechekuti handifungi kuti ndechekuti Kristu sandicho chinhu chavari kunongedzerwa.
Vanhu havasi kunongedzerwa Kristu.
People are not being pointed to Christ.
Ndosaka vasiri kuenda kwaari.
That's why they are not getting there.
Chavari kunongedzerwa kwachiri ndokwavari kumhanyira ikoko.
That which is being pointed to them, that is what they are getting to.
Some foolish man buying a brick for $50.
Murume asina njere anotenga chitinha chimwe che $50.
Or whatever price.
Kana kuti hamhenu chaita mari.
Nekuda kuti zviri kunzi zvichazoita zvakati.
Nekuti just because you've been told after buying the brick, this will happen.
But I thank God for Malachi 4. He never pointed any man to nothing but to Jesus Christ. He took us back to the world. The original life, the original seed, the original word, the spoken word, which is the original
seed.
Ah, Mwarava. Mwarava.
This God
and
this prophet, we can actually close the service and go home.
Right.
You know, it's all good. Where are you being pointed to?
This message will never point you to a denomination.
If you tell me the denomination that Christ belonged to,
but he was an audible to all of them. But he told them, search the scriptures. For you think in them you have eternal life. And they are they that talk about me. And today, the bride can say to the denomination, search the scriptures. You think in them you have eternal life.
Nhasi uno mwenga unogona kutaura kumasangano kuti dzverai magwaro nekuti munoti pari ndomune upenyu usingaperi.
Because the very scriptures are they that testify about him.
Nekuti magwaro iwayo ndiwo anopupura pamusoro pemwenga nhasi.
You can ask them, which scriptures did she not fulfill?
Munogona kuvabvunza
that was spoken over him.
Nderipi gwaro risina kuzozadziswa nemwenga rakataurwa pamusoro pemwenga.
Hallelujah. My. Tanited.
Are we tired now?
I'm so that party is okay.
You know, we don't preach to finish anything.
Katona kuti ahove dzakudyira dyira mukatu. Patotongovhara zvino.
When we realize that the congregation is getting weary, we close the service.
Ove dzakudyira dyira.
When we realize that, you know, the fish are biting.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you, Brother Makaka.
Brother Makaka, God bless you.
The people are not being pointed to Jesus
Christ.
But I thank God we have been pointed to nothing else short of the word of God.
Because
that is the thing that matters. Hallelujah. Amen. More and more I am made to believe that the people are not getting to Christ. That's right. Oh, okay. I seem to be repeating myself. He is not the object that they have been pointed to. They have either been pointed to a dogma or a doctrine or a party or experience or a sensation or something like that instead of being pointed to Christ, the Word.
Chiripone chekuti vari kunongedzerwa kanga vakadzidziso kanga vakachitendwa ringava rimwe boka chingava chimwe chiitiko kana rimwe nyawi kana chimwe chinhu chakadaro ndo zvinhu zvavari kunongedzerwa kunze kwekunongedzerwa Kristu shoko.
That's why I think that the people are resting their eternal destination upon some dogma or some sensation.
Ndosaka vanhu vari kundozendamira upenyu hwavo magumo avo ezenda nakuenda pane kamwe kachitendwa kana kamwe kanyawi.
I like some say, I just did the spirit. I spoke in tongues. I felt the fire run over me.
Vamwe vanoti, inini ndakatamba mweya, ndikataura nendimi, ndikanzwa moto uchimhanya pese pandiri.
You do know. And do you know all those things can be impersonated by the devil?
Murikuziya here kuti zvese zvaurutaura izvozvo zvinogona kutedzerwa naSatan.
The devil can speak in tongues.
Diaporos angona taura nendimi.
He can give you sensations.
Akokupa nyawi.
Hallelujah, you can jump up and down.
Ugoshetuka shetuka.
Amen. You can base your eternal destination upon sensations.
Haungaroveri hoko ye maguma ako ezenda nakuenda pazvinhu zvemanyawo.
32. There is just one thing that he cannot impersonate.
Pane chinhu chimwe diaporo chasinga
kuti. That's the word.
Rinova shoko.
Is the debate between he and Jesus.
Mugakava pakati pake naJesu.
Each time Jesus defeated him, it's written the word.
Nguva yese Jesu paimukunda aipukunda nekuti zvakanyorwa shoko.
And I believe today that's the reason people are not coming to Christ. They are pointed to many of them. Many of them too. Denomination. You come and join our church.
We don't want
people
who join here. No.
Church in here, I join here.
You don't join this church.
And we
actually do not have the book to put down your name in. We don't have a church book where we check who came today, who didn't come.
Book re attendance.
We don't have an attendance book. You know, like some churches do. It's all red in the register. You've been absent.
But I want to tell you, brother, sister, a man with the Holy Ghost cannot wait for them doors to be opened.
You don't wake up there like, oh my God, it's another Sunday.
Yeah, I like the way you said it. Oh God, Sunday.
It's another Sunday, we have to go again. You know, it will be the pastor again.
Is it the pastor today?
Is it the pastor today or Brother Ben?
Brother Ben?
Or do you remember that Brother Ben? You know, we are actually putting things in place right here. Because the word of God puts things in the rightful place. The word of God works.
And those things are made manifest in the seen
realm.
Hallelujah. And this is why when you pray in private, God will reward you in public. That's
the way it works.
Just
come.
Don't pray around.
I've got too many problems. The deacons can't even see me. God is seeing you. Remember, God is seeing you.
And Mwari ndova ni answer ni solution ye problem yako.
And God is the one who holds the answer and a solution to your problem.
Ndova nogona kukurongera kuti ningi urumonero. Ningi urumone. Oza Mwari vanozvita.
He is the one that can make an arrangement.
Yo chakona bata chete yo.
Say, I seeing that person. Your duty, pray.
Hallelujah.
You know, to somebody, God will nudge someone and say, see that person. You know, that person that has been nudged thinks it's them who just thinks he wants to help.
Hallelujah. But
that is God
who
will be working with that person. Tell me when Pharaoh's daughter opened that reed basket of Moses. What happened? They knew that was a Hebrew. She knew that was a Hebrew child. She was going and given what was there. She was supposed to just take him and throw him into the water. But God up in heaven, he put mother's love into Pharaoh's daughter. And she said, no way. No way. This one. Others will be killed, but not this one. That's what God does for you. You and your problem that you think cannot be solved.
God can move mountains.
And he can jump an aeroplane to solve your problem. Don't stay at home. Say, I've got so many problems. You are not the first one to have a problem. You are not the first one to fall sick. And you are not the first one to get a beating.
Hallelujah.
From your husband.
Whatever you're going through,
just remember whatever Sharupina Nema Shiri Sandi Wokutanga.
Asidenga.
But heavens,
Rishirikutonga.
The heavens do rule.
Hallelujah. Denga Rishirikutonga.
The heavens do rule.
And Marivanona.
And God sees.
His ears
hear. And his eyes can see. And his arm is not too short to reach to you. One way or another.
Hallelujah.
One way or another. In one way or another. God is going to do something. That's the God that I know.
Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus Christ. You must love the Lord, man. Just fall in love with him. Falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Fall in love with him. I want to fall in love with him. If you're in real love, you don't bother my mistakes. Because love covers the multitude of sins.
Kana uri murudoka, my mistake haumaone wewe. Nekuti rudo runofukidza zvinhu zvakawanda.
Hachaizvo. Zvimwe just wink out. All right, and this was
You see the role, and you're like, no, man, it happens. I don't think she meant to do that. It's okay.
You're in love.
Unekuri murudo. kwaunodaro.
You know, I like Brother Adelijah's statement that he said to my meetings.
Brother Adelijah when we had the meetings.
He said, I don't want to be right when Brother Branham is wrong.
Yeah. Hanzi andidi kuzomira ini ndichinzi ndini ndakanaka panonzi Brother Branham vakaipa kwete.
I don't want to be right when Brother Branham is wrong.
Andidi kuzonzi ndini ndakanaka Brother Branham vachinzi vakaipa.
Kwete.
Kwete.
As a shanty.
That doesn't work.
All right, let's just read on.
Tiverenge.
That's why I think people are resting their eternal destination upon some dogma, some sensation. I like some say, okay, what on the pura kwesoko. Yeah. You cannot impersonate, that's right. And I believe today that the reason that people are not coming to Christ is because they appointed many. Okay, and
you read your 33. You read our catechism.
Catechism. Why you don't go and book? Ndi makire wa kumana.
Just mark for him where we are on the screen.
Ndi kuwe ringa bamspoken we drangu randa ka mark apana. You read, you read our catechism. Oh, Hans, join our denomination. You read our catechism.
Hans, we
believe our doctrine.
Join our church, Edu. The catechism, Edu.
I remember,
I remember. You know, I grew up in the Catholic Church.
I think that I chair my mom. See, the Arambids were good in the end of catechism.
You know, I cried one day when I had been denied to go and recite the catechism. Or to go and learn. The catechism.
I don't know what this catechist saw in me.
I don't know. But we it is a catechist. Catechism.
Because can we pass a zero? Uningwa kuseva mass. Wakwenda unotambira sakramente.
You know, if you would pass the catechism, it would mean you can serve him the mass and you can go and receive the sacrament.
And sure, you know,
you're aspiring those boys. Then you'll be thinking, no, these are the worshippers. You know, if you are here and you're a Catholic, I'm not saying this to despise your church. I am that which belongs to the original Catholic Church.
Jesus is the original Catholic
Church.
Amen.
Not these new ones. When you come here, you've come to the real Catholic place. This is the place.
Hallelujah. Pakutanga pepe. Papa Peter Pakatora Acts 2:38 Agati Tende Ukai.
You know that Catholic Church from the beginning on Acts 2:38 when Peter says repent.
When Pope Peter.
When Pope Peter says repent.
And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Muru Papa Titzko Stella Church Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know, these are the new boys that followed after Pope Peter. No longer say that. They no longer say that.
AD 325,
they changed what us, the Catholics, were doing, the real ones.
Welcome to the true Catholic Church. Hallelujah.
So there will be a real baptism here. The real Catholic baptism. The original one. So if you are here and you are Catholic, you, my friend, you are Catholic, this afternoon, you have come to the real Catholic Church.
Praise be to Jesus Christ. Yeah. You come read our catechism, believe our doctrine or some other system.
We are wearing a catechism.
They are pointed in the wrong way. And their action and the life that they live without Christ proves in their own life is vindicated by that very thing.
Uye, kuita kwavo neupenyu wavari kurarama usina Kristu zviri kutopupurirwa neupenyu wavari kurarama kuti ndochinhu chacho ichocho.
Haleluya. Nyaya iripo yatinoziva isusu kuti gara neshoko.
What we know is stay with the word.
Haleluya. Stay with the word.
Gara neshoko.
This is why on Mount Transfiguration,
ndochikodzero pagomo rekusatuka,
glorious things happened. Glorious things happened.
Pakaitika zvinhu zvine kupwinya.
Haleluya. And when the supernatural is made manifest, worship is automatic.
Chinhu chemweya chinenge charatidzwa. Kushumira kunongoitika kwega.
Haleluya. Hazvimbonetsa kunamata.
It is not difficult to worship.
Saka Peter zvamubata akati, tenzi chitoti tenderei pano.
Tichivaka
matabhinekeri matatu.
That's why Peter.
Yenyu, neya Moses, neya Elia.
When it got a hold of him, he says, Lord, allow us right now to build three tabernacles, yours, Moses's, and Elijah's. He had been blessed, brother, by the miracles that he had beheld.
Hallelujah.
He saw the unseen.
But here
when God speaks,
at the end, they saw no man save Jesus. Alone, Jesus the word.
Jesus chete shoko.
And the voice said, this is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased to dwell in.
Maari, ndo mando farira kugara.
Him.
Munzwe iye yu.
Hallelujah. Not what you are now
saying. That build. No.
Hallelujah. Hear the word.
In Zwasoko.
Hallelujah. And it's my miracles that are there.
I'm not saying we don't want miracles. No. And we're not looking for them also.
They have their place.
Brother, there's nothing happening in church. There's nothing. Yeah. Nothing is happening to you.
But things are happening.
Things are happening.
Hallelujah. Things are happening.
When the true word is being preached, people are getting healed. People are getting their job right now.
Things are happening.
Promotions are happening now, right now. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. That's why people rush.
Especially isusu vanhu
vatema. Zvikuru isu, the blacks.
I make up yedu.
You know, we created like that.
Vanhu vatema vanhu vari spiritual.
You know, black people are spiritual people. Here we are.
Asi ndakazvitaura
here. It's not me who said it.
Ndimwari vakazvitaura.
It's God who said it.
It's a plus to us.
Kutotendwa mune zvakanaka. That's why Brother Branham loved the blacks.
Kune vanoteerera matepi.
To those that listen to tapes, just listen when Brother Branham is descending a black sister. The moment
there's something in you that cries out.
That's why we like scary things about witchcraft, witch doctors, wizardry. Those things always around black people, especially.
Cameroon.
Yes. You know, like there is a place in Africa, in Cameroon. It's well known. You know, Cameroon is even feared by the Nigerians.
That's the home of voodoo. Brother Baruti told me a testimony, probably I told you, but there is actually a lady, she was a witch,
Brother Branham,
and when she died, she said, I don't want the Bible to be opened here.
Brother Branham told me this testimony that Panemum's my Pakafa Akati and Didikuti. I don't want the Bible to be opened on my funeral.
One zealous young Pentecostal guy, in the name of Jesus, I don't believe those things.
And a certain young man, a Pentecostal, I didn't understand it. He went and opened the Bible and he fell down. And he died.
And he died. This is not fiction, this is reality.
I think I know, Zagadaiti. Brother Brown used to say, please, those in Chicago, pray for me. That when I go out to Africa there, there are witch doctors there.
Oh. Like a brother message.
Is there a brother in the message?
There's
a me. I'll be defeated by a Pentecost. Every demon is under my feet. Then the brother fell down. He did not die, but he only managed to resuscitate them at the hospital.
He expired. He died.
Wakatofa.
Vakuchipatara.
Vakazofira ikoko kuchipatara.
Those things are real. It's of the underworld.
I will not hide this from you.
Things are happening. Hallelujah. I'm sure. People are getting healed.
If you go to Magaya's place, because of faith, people are getting healed. And are poor. You know, people get healed at a witch doctor's place. You know what heals the person is not the witch doctor,
and
but
God
faith.
Only respects faith.
And
the brother Branham, God respects his word, even if it's preached by a harlot.
And the brother Branham, God respects his word, even if it's preached by a harlot.
That's not skim milk, boy.
When they were on the holy mountain?
Not because Gomorrah changed the knife.
Not because the mountain is holy.
But a holy God was on the mountain. Hallelujah. They had the wonderful time. They had signs and wonders and miracles. But at the end of it all, hallelujah, the conclusion of the matter, God said, no, don't worry about those things. Hear him
the word.
Hallelujah. And everything else will fall into place. We are in a time when people are creating and building denominations. Building denominational empires. Big empires. Someone just blesses someone with this little gift and they run with it. He's calling himself a this, he's calling himself that.
But Brother Branham says, if you just start speaking something, you will get a gathering. People will listen. You then accidentally get some miracle. It doesn't matter what you say thereafter.
Yeah.
We are sorry that time is not on our side.
But I think I'll just find some way to wind up so that we can have enough time for other programs.
To go on.
Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
Jesu kuti agone kuchenesawo vanhu neropa rake akatambudzika kunze kwemusasa.
He had to go outside their camp.
Aifanga kutoenda kunze kwemusasa wavo.
Jesus did not die in Jerusalem.
Jesu haana kufira muJerusalema.
He went outside through the Damascus gate.
Akaenda
kunze to Calvary.
Nesuo reDamasco kwakuenda kuCalvary.
Hallelujah. Just like he was tapped by this red heifer.
Jesu akafananidzirwa netsiru dzvukwiri.
Amen. So he had to go out.
Aifanga kubuda.
Amen. Let's give us the next verse. Well, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach.
Ngatiende zvino kwaari kunze kwemusasa takatakura kushorwa kwake.
Amen. I've just said to skip a lot of things.
Naifanga kuti ndatozosiya zvinhu zvakawanda.
Christ had to be sacrificed outside the camp.
Kristo aifanga kupirisirwa kunze kwemusasa.
And we are being admonished to go where he is outside the camp.
Tiri kukurudzirwa kunzi tiende kwaari kunze kwemusasa.
Go back to 13.
Tiende pa 13.
Amen. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp.
Naizvozvo ngatibudei kwaari tiende kunze kwemusasa.
Hallelujah. Let's go to paragraph 89.
Tine paragraph 89.
Yeah, I'm just keeping a few things here.
Was to finish.
But this is a wonderful message. If you can go and listen to it on your own. It's not a special title from Brother Ben. The mystery of going beyond the camp, outside the city, and
the red hellfire. I'm just giving it to you just the way it is.
But I'm so blessed by this message. There's just so many wonderful things that I didn't even say. Amen. Because time tells us.
You
know,
if maybe I had been allocated series, then I would be preaching.
Because
the series
me,
of
I love the
Red
blood
Eva.
Of Jesus Christ. I love the blood of Jesus,
you know, Christ.
And what it means to me. Hallelujah. He washes my sins. There's a song that stuck up. I'm talking about normally sings, let the blood of Jesus, the blood of Calvary, speak for me. I remember preaching here about that.
Pane rumbo rombo imbwana sister kapam tonga rinoti ropa rekalvari ngaritaure panzvimbo yangu. Ndakamboiparidza zvinhu izvozvo.
I want to preach that message here.
Ndakamboiparidza ipo pano.
Ndakada kuidzokorora.
I have to repeat it.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Paragraph 89. Right. I'll just read this. Now, brother, sister, do you know that each one of you all must sacrifice? You must be God's sacrifice. Sacrifice the things of the world. Sacrifice your own pleasures of this world. Sacrifice the things of the world. You know the reason that people won't do it. You know a sheep don't have but one thing to offer. That's wool. He's not asked to produce or to manufacture some wool for this year. He is asked to bear wool.
We are not asked to manufacture something.
We are not asked to manufacture something.
We are
asked to bear the fruit of the Spirit. That is the inside of the sheep. What is on the inside makes the wool on the outside. And when a man has got Christ on the inside, it makes him Christ-like on the outside. Hallelujah!
Not the church uniforms we see.
No, but you know,
that That's where I disagree with the church uniforms. You want your Christianity to start from outside, going inside. You know, when people see you, it'll be like, oh no, finally she has been, I don't know what they call it, bequeathed with the uniform. Do you want somebody to dress up? An old woman like you,
I've not
old
yet
man.
Been dressed up.
You know,
no, they are taking their time to dress me up.
Just dress up on your own. Dress up God in the Holy
only
Ghost.
One dressing, that is the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says, God was saying, these people have got no covering. But of my spirit. Hallelujah. They don't have a covering of my spirit. Hallelujah. This is why when Adam and Eve sinned, that holy veil, it went away from them. Hallelujah. It was a holy veil that was upon them. Amen. Amen.
Do not cry to be clothed up.
So when you just put on the Holy Ghost, on the inside of you,
Christ,
it makes you Christ like on the outside. And not some artificial
person.
Hallelujah. To be like Jesus.
Jesus.
My. Amen. So finally, let's just go to paragraph 119.
Paragraph 119.
Yeah. Now we are invited to go. Sorry.
Tirikukokwa kuti tiende kunze kwomusasa.
Ndakamirira kukomana kuti vasvike. Tiverenge. Ndakutovhara so, don't worry.
We are actually closing. Sade tsikana zvino.
Kuti ne baptism pana plus also futi tira kuzoona pastor.
We have baptism and we also want to see the pastor.
Going beyond the camp.
Kuinda kunze kwomusasa.
We are invited to go beyond the camp. Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go to him beyond the gate. Watch, bearing his reproach. What he reproached for? Not because that he was Methodist or Baptist.
Methodist.
I will assure you that. Not because he was a Pharisee.
Or Sadducee.
Because he was the vindicated word. He was reproached because he was a vindicated word. He was the word of the hour made manifest. Vindicated before the people. No wonder Nicodemus would say, we know.
You,
the things that you are doing, no man can ever do these things unless God is with him.
You
cannot manifest Christ on the outside unless he is on the inside. It's fashionable to say I'm Catholic. No one is worried about that. I'm Methodist.
And Methodist.
Hallelujah. Dreamers Baba.
And you know, apostle.
This is what this.
That's the regular trend.
But in what in the end time.
But say I believe the end time message.
People
start to be to get scared of you. They get suspicious.
Hallelujah. Why? It's fashionable. It's the normal and the ordinary trend.
Don't zirai mazwai.
That's what people know. Hallelujah. But to say I believe in a vindicated word. The vindicated word of the hour. We must bear the reproach. Remember, in the prophecies, in the message, why Christ speak? I'll just quote this. Now remember the reproach of Christ. There is a reproach. Now here again, we read that Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
Moses kushorwa kwaKristu kukava pamusoro kwepfuma yekuIjipita.
Now he esteemed the reproach of Christ.
Wakakudza kushorwa kwaKristu.
And this is why in verse 13 he said, let us go forth therefore unto him, bearing his reproach. And this is why all the way through the Old Testament, it was Christ Jesus, the vindicated word. The vindicated word of Moses was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The vindicated word in the days of Elijah, that was Jesus
Christ.
God was making manifest himself in the prophets in the Old Testament.
Testament.
And this is why once again after 2,000 years God has come again in this
church
as we are living in, to vindicate himself. He has sent us a message again to prepare a people for his second coming. Remember, he has three comings. He came firstly to redeem his bride. And he is coming again to take his bride in the rapture. And when he comes the third time, he's going to be his coming now with his bride. Hallelujah. And this is why the message is coming in this age. And so we must go beyond the camp of denominationalism. We must bear his reproach. Think about Moses, a man with one leg on the throne. But when he saw Egypt, hallelujah, the prophet says he took the worst that the religion could give him. When the best Egypt could give him was outweighing.
But he saw
Jesus beyond the camp. And he said, I will bear his reproach. Hallelujah. And this is why there is a reproach that is associated with following Jesus Christ. But you have to go beyond the camp. You are going beyond the ordinary. The unthinkable. The impossible. The unheard of. Hallelujah. You are going beyond. No wonder this is why everything in this world, it has gone beyond all their limits and boundaries. Hallelujah. When you come to evil, it is so evil. The music is evil. The music is so bad. The dressing is so evil. The dressing is so bad. It is gone beyond reason. Morals have gone beyond common decency. Hallelujah. But we are being called to come out of them. Come out of
Babylon.
Let us go.
And
please, can I have verse 18?
Verse 18.
Keep it there. Let us go to him.
And
hallelujah. Bearing his reproach. Don't be ashamed, brother, sister. Sister at work, don't be ashamed to be called a message believer. Hallelujah. Like I said in the beginning, don't expect them to understand you. Speak out! Speak out! Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed to put on your long hair.
Brother
Branham, wear it with pride. Wear it with pride. If you know who you are, and if you really know who you are,
you don't get worried about the wrong person. You know, when you know that this person is in the wrong,
you stick out.
You don't worry when they start saying, no, why do you do it like this? Why do you do it like this? That doesn't bother you.
But you have to walk out.
Stick
out. You have to bear the shame. You bear the reproach of wearing long dresses. Hallelujah. While everybody's got the miniskirt and the tights and the light. Eh? There is a reproach.
Pane kunyadziswa.
That you have to bear.
Kwa uri kufanirwa kutakura.
When you have to, but you have to go out.
Asi unofanira kuuda.
Go beyond the camp.
Enda kuseri kwemusasa wavo.
Into Christ's camp.
Wopinda mumusasa wa Kristu.
That is where forgiveness of sins is.
Ndomune kuregererwa kwechivi.
That is where the waters of separation.
Ndomune mvura dzeyanana iso kumutadzi.
Hallelujah. That is where you find your pardon. That is where you find your salvation.
No one,
it's nowhere else. But it's outside the camp. Move out. Let's go. Brother, sister, I tell you, that's where we get our benefits. This is why I can talk about Grace
Weber.
She was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. She refused. I can't stand this. You are saying
he is a false man, no ways. I don't listen to it. Some people get worried when people start saying, ah, no, that man is a false man. Ah, that man is a false man. He once said this, that, and that. He's false. If you know where you're standing,
I can't stand that.
You tell them no, and meeting them to tell us,
he
is true.
Let my word be true and everybody else be false.
Because God said, Shokorang Garivere Chokwadi, Rimoshokoreserivere Nima.
Grace Weber, she went out.
Grace Weber, Agabuda.
Broke through the barriers.
Agabuda, Kupkanya Rujor, and God held it up in heaven. And so said to the prophet, that which I say it will not happen.
Sister, you have to break the barrier. And it's unlimited when you break the barrier. Just like a jet plane, when it breaks its sound barrier, it's unlimited how fast it can go. No wonder this world has also broken the sin barrier. This is why they are doing what they are doing and acting the way they are acting. They have gone way past common decency. I remember some years back, I saw this lady. She had a miniskirt.
She had been arrested by the police. She had,
hallelujah.
It is
indecent exposure.
Achinzi, I going to the church office. If it was bad then, how come suddenly it's okay?
And the
what he was wearing then, it's way better than what people are
doing
today.
Hallelujah. But you and I, brother, sister, we are not of them. We are not of their camp. Let us go. Bearing his reproach. God bless you.
Let's
stand on our feet. And when you break the barrier, it's unlimited the blessings that God will bless the believer. Hallelujah. But if you are an unbeliever,
you know where we will fight you the levels that you would have fallen to. If you don't find grace sufficient,
it's unlimited what you are also able to do. I want to thank God this afternoon. Amen. As the musicians get ready. Ndiri pano ishe ndiponese iwo. Amen.